it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the university to come on down to the radio station. I sit for a while and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Amanda Warner. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what are you doing at the university?
At the U of A right now, I'm in a lab that works on Huntington's disease. And Huntington's disease is a devastating neurodegenerative disease that normally occurs around the age of 40. And unfortunately, there's no cure for this disease yet. This disease leads to brain cell death, which causes symptoms such as lack of muscle control, dementia, and then ultimately death. And so this disease is characterized by a protein called Huntington. And everybody has this protein in its normal form, so it's perfectly fine and healthy. But unfortunately, in those individuals with Huntington's disease, this protein is altered or mutated such that it acts like a magnet. And so it attracts all the other Huntington proteins inside the cell until they clump up inside the cell and form this big ball of Huntington protein.
And what does the Huntington protein do once it forms the big ball?
It's not really clear in the field what the role of this clumping is inside the cell. We think that maybe it could be the cause of the disease, since the neurons in patients with Huntington's disease have this characteristic.
What kinds of things are you seeing in the lab?
Our cells normally have mechanisms that act like trash cans because they take mutated or those altered proteins and they throw them in the trash can and then get rid of them. It's interesting why this isn't happening in Huntington's disease, because those Huntington proteins are still staying around in the cell. We look at the pathways that take proteins and get rid of them, and this is called degradation pathways. And so one of these we specifically look at is called endocytosis. I'm looking at the role that endocytosis might have in being able to degrade or get rid of the Huntington proteins. So maybe that could be used as a novel therapeutic target in the future.
All these proteins are gathering inside the brain.
Inside individual cells in the brain, yes. I work with them in yeast cells, so what we use to make like beer and bread and baking. But I think it's mostly localized to the brain, though, which is interesting because Huntington is found throughout our bodies and many of our cells, but it only affects brain cells, which is interesting why it does that.
Wow, specialty.
Yeah.
Definitely sounds like a conspiracy of cells. Protein conspiracy. So how do you look at these proteins?
We put a little tag on them, and I specifically put a green tag on the Huntington protein, and then we are able to put this inside the yeast so that when we look under the microscope, we can see the little green Huntington proteins inside the cell.
Yeah, they're flagged. They're the green ones.
Yeah, yep. So we can distinguish just the Huntington proteins from all the other things inside the cell and then look at where they go inside the cell, what they're doing, and how they interact with other things inside the cell.
Well, what do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
The plan is to go to graduate school to get a PhD in cancer research. Just because I've always loved cancer biology and have been really fascinated about why our own cells go crazy and form a tumor. And so I really want to learn how to develop new therapeutics for patients, especially personalized therapies, which I think would be really cool.
That sounds like really good work. Amanda, do you ever listen to music?
I do. I listen to music a lot, in lab, in the car, all the time.
What kinds of things do you like?
Basically, positive, uplifting music. Anything that's just really happy and has a good beat to it.
I like that too. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.